Village Around Lake, regular board meeting, June 6, 2016.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
I'd like to call the order, the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, June 6, 2016 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Frey.
Present.
Trustee Crowley. Trustee Nevy.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Tremont.
Present.
Second. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Doc.
Amen.
Making a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of May 16, 2016. Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Frey. Any discussion? Amendments?
I'd like to comment. Very nice job, Madam Clerk. Thank
you. Any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, is there any public comment this evening? Second thing here. Making a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.8 as follows. 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $566,781.96. Approve payroll for the period ending May 15, 2016 in the amount of $134,363.79. Approve the payroll for the period ending May 29, 2016 in the amount of $134,052.63. 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a proposal from JR Steel and Welding Incorporated to fabricate and install two steel racks in the Public Works Garage in the amount not to exceed $3,903.50. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution to approve a work order from Baxter Woodman to design the Midland Drive Water Main Replacement Project in an amount not to exceed $46,850. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution to approve a work order from Baxter Woodman to design and provide construction services for the rehabilitation of well number 3 in an amount not to exceed $30,900. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution approving the quote from Atlas Bobcat for a 72-inch used root grapple attachment in an amount not to exceed $3,000. 5.8, adopt a resolution approving the quote from OxySure Systems, Incorporated, for 4 Cardiac Science PowerHeart G5 AEDs and accessories in an amount not to exceed $6,718.14. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call. One moment.
Question.
Yes, sir.
There's two payroll amounts, one's $11.16 off.
Which one? Is that from what's listed in the packet?
Right.
Just the difference on the...
Right. Just 7171,
Which item number?
Item 5.2 and 5.3.
Well,
which one is off?
I don't know which one is off.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 from the clerk's office, Madam Clerk.
The IML, Illinois Municipal League, is coming up in September, and I know last year we kind of waited. The only information that I have so far is what they put in front of you. The dates are September 22nd through the 24th. Again, I know last year when they set the dates, I told you guys I wasn't going to be able to attend. It's still the same, but I will make sure that anybody who wants to go, I'll make your reservations and everything. We will be able to register this year on Monday, July 11th. And I know, like I said, last year we waited so long that rooms were kind of hard to get. So that's it. So let me know, or the mayor, see who all wants to go, and we can make sure we get it in a reasonable time. That's it, sir.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I would just like to add to that. I know schedules are difficult and life is difficult and it's hard to take time for it, but I really would like to see, and we're certainly off of that, but I would certainly like to see a rotation. We have elected officials every 2 years, and would like to see the opportunity for newly elected officials go to one of these events. There's a lot of good information. There's a lot of good networking. So if you can talk amongst yourself, we have a couple of veterans here that have been to more than one. I think it's important for the administrator and the mayor to be there for, if nothing else, networking. Politicking, God, man, I'm actually saying that. Is that the one?
Well,
trust me, the other one's going on there too. So anyway, just think about that. Would love to see everybody have a turn at least to get down there every other year, once in a 4 year period. May I get a motion for item 7.1, adopt a resolution approving an engagement letter with Law Luzerne and Smith LTD to act as interim village prosecutor. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Sue. Trustee Trepon. Any discussion?
Yes, very excited about this firm. I've been just waiting for it and
I hope so, Don. And we're looking at, just for public record, how many?
Six. Letters were sent out to qualified firms. One has already signed and said no. Due to them not doing DUI or traffic clerk.
It's for the permanent appointment that they do,
right?
Yes.
This is for the permanent question.
They're looking at the position carefully, and I look forward to the future. Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trepon?
Aye.
Trustee
Fry?
Aye.
Can I get a motion for item 7.2, adopt a resolution ratifying the purchase of 18 Pfeiffer boxes in the amount of $3,656.70.
I'll move. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Rodriguez, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any discussion?
The foreman just came up kind of quickly, and we wanted to have it done for Memorial Day, but I think we need to try to do some of the math on this before we rush into making decisions sometimes. I know that the one account that we're using in discussions, if we have an issue in that particular account, we could find ourselves facing a little bit of a shortfall of concerns we've had. So I'm just hoping that in the future, we can make sure the budgeting is squared away before we jump on something. I know this one, I don't think, this one's a quick one, so I kind of get it.
All right, well, so I had the boxes were long time needed, were also routed and made our village look terrible. So I want to say these boxes are very, very nice, and thank you for noticing it and getting the job done.
They do look wonderful. If anybody is not aware of what we're talking about, there was planter boxes that was started 2 years ago in reference to the downtown Butteville, the Round Lake Beautification Committee. These were boxes that were manufactured by a local business owner. They gave us a couple years of life. They were very affordable. The most important thing is that they started the trend. and made downtown look much, much better. We got the usefulness out of them. They rotted, came apart, and did some research, found a company, worked with us very well, got them here quickly. Public Works did a fantastic job of, you know, we're dealing with a few days before the parade. And the beautification committee, thank you to that Colmeyer, Adam, your guys, getting them on the streets, getting them full of dirt, getting flowers in them, and they look fantastic. Look fantastic.
Thank you for finding them, Mr. Mayor.
Yes. You're quite welcome.
I think Adam Ray is also on the beautification committee.
You're here.
I'm afraid of her. I'll do that. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Truman.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Motion carries. Down to item 12.1 and 12.2. Item 12.1, I get a motion for consideration of an ordinance amending the zoning code to add a special use category to zoning classification C2, 17.52.040. Special use is outdoor parking and storage of boats.
Mr. Mayor, I recommend
to
make a motion that we deny item 12.1, please.
Second.
Don't we need to get a motion to discuss it?
No.
We can discuss
it
after we make the motion.
The motion is
actually being discussed on this question if you want.
Pending motion, and we can now have discussion over the motion to deny the
okay.
Excellent.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Discussion, please.
And I actually have a point of clarification. The applicant and his colleagues attended the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting last week. One of his colleagues asked me at the end of the meeting in regards to the Zoning Board of Appeals recommendation that the proposed text amendment be denied. You asked me how many votes it would require for the trustees to overturn that recommendation. I told you 2/3. I was referring to the wrong subsection in the law. It's a simple majority. So a simple majority vote of the trustees, including the mayor, would be required to overturn the recommendation to deny the text amendment. And I apologize for that.
Understood.
Further discussion?
I took it right down there and I looked at it. I think it would create a nightmare for the residents on that street. Number one and number two, I believe the business is operating already. Which I think is kind of unusual to walk into a village and just fire up and start your business before you get to the board. So I am not in favor of this for those reasons.
My issues are a little bit different. When we look at that particular area, you know, we don't have a minimum out. We do have, as a village, a minimum outlot plan, and this doesn't suit the plan. We only have a 25-foot setback, which the lot doesn't have for the use of the boat. So, you know, we have an ordinance that doesn't allow us to do this. And so, sticking with our ordinance, unless we're changing the ordinance. And I don't see that we can do that tonight.
I didn't research that this far. I was looking at what the business is, what they're doing. And what the intent is. I agree with Charlie. I'm a little upset that a business started up without going through the proper procedure of getting business license and approved by the board. That's a little disturbing to me. But in reference to the motion, if those setbacks are not required, and I have to say that Chairman Gutnick called me today. He's doing these at a business trip in Germany, and if I call him right now, it'd be about 3 o'clock in the morning. Probably wouldn't be a good idea to do that. So I did not have an opportunity to talk with John. Steve, do you know, was this topic discussed at the...
It's in the finding recommendation of the package tonight.
And does the special use override the ordinance?
No.
that Sue's referring to?
No. Right? I'm looking at general council.
Yeah, I need to, I would just like this to be real clear.
So this property is in a C2 zoning district. There is a setback requirement in that section of the code. Along with the application that the Zoning Board of Appeals reviewed, there was a picture of the property and also a property map drawing, and it appeared from the picture and the map that the way the property is currently set up, it does not comply with the setback requirements. There would, and the typical way to address that is to apply for a variance. There is no application for a variance currently pending, and the application for a special use permit that is pending would not address the setback issue.
Okay. So the business owner can still apply for the variance on a setback. That would be the proper proper procedure. That's we're putting the cart before the horse.
That's my understanding, and I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
And even if you did, you still have to come. The zoning board's got to say yes, and then it's got to come back to us. I know about setback. I can write a book about it.
May I say something that can include us up on the business owner?
It's up to the trustee.
You fine?
Yeah.
I think this will be resolved until this issue like real quick.
Sure. Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Patrick Mechanic, and I'm the business owner of Interior Outfitters. Let me address a couple things real quick. My ignorance towards the business license and everything was just that it was out of balance, and I apologize, and I know that's not an excuse.
And before you get started, I'm going to just swear you in.
Oh, absolutely.
Mr. Mechanic, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Furthermore, going through the board process to do the paperwork on the text amendment and everything, and then actually appearing before the board and hearing the different concerns about, I wouldn't say public safety, but just the neighborhood and everything like that, and after the further talking to the neighbor next to me, I've decided that, yes, this is indeed not a good fit, and I'm managing my way out of that building. I do apologize. May I address specifically the business licensing? I was contracted by Bosse's Boat Basin in Fox Lake, Illinois, as a contractor, independent contractor, to refurbish boats. That was the first boats that were being worked down there. And at the end of the year, I'll be 1099 for Bosse. So I didn't think that I was actually operating an independent business at that time. And then as soon as I was alerted by the building department that it was a requirement, I just basically came down and talked to the clerks and everything, and I want to be in full compliance of every single ordinance, and I want to operate the full letter of the law. Apparently, my ignorance is going to end up costing me some money because when I was talking to the landlord, who currently had that property for sale as well, it was like a detailing shop had operated out of there before, and I said, well, is there going to be any zoning considerations? And he said, most likely not, and I took his word for it. And that's my fault, no fault of you or the neighbors or anything like this. So what I'm asking the village of Round Lake, there are currently three boats in the parking lot. One is being removed as we speak. The other one is my personal property, and that will be removed probably within the week. And I have one large pontoon boat left that I'm looking to get out of here by Wednesday. And then the other two boats on the property are actually inside the garage and will be picked up within the next 2 weeks as well. I'm currently looking for another location that would be more suitable, and it wouldn't have all these issues, because I don't want to try to make a South Deer into a soap first. It's just getting to be too much of an uphill battle. And might I say that the entire process that I've had thus far with the village has been very accommodating. I recognize that you have a responsibility to the community, and it's just not a good fit, and I'm not interested in inviting City Hall or even trying to. So that's where I'm at. I'm you know, working to get out of the lease with the landlord. That's not going to be a big deal. Like I said, he's, you know, currently selling the property, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I don't want anybody to be mad at me. I just want to refurbish both interiors. And that's all I really have to say to the board. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So right now, it's your intention to get out of that location?
By the end of the month, if not sooner.
Okay.
And this is my...
This is you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. And will that be a problem with the city, with me doing so?
I have to refer to legal counsel.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. So what's the proper thing? You strike these two items from the agenda?
It's currently a motion pending. We could vote on the motion. The applicant is no longer asking for the text amendment. So there's a motion to deny it. If there are four votes in favor of the motion to deny, there would not be a text amendment. You could also deny the motion for a special use. And if the trustees wanted to take up the transition period for the boats to be removed from the property, we'd take that up with a separate motion.
Okay. So what you're saying is go ahead and vote on the text amendment, which makes the special use moot anyway.
And we'll just,
right.
That would make it, yeah.
And then you would make a motion to... Are we allowed, without this being on the agenda, are we allowed to make a motion for him to give him time to make it? Or do we have to do that at the
next meeting?
I don't think that's legal.
No, amending is the first, and then...
That's administrative.
Yeah. Well, that's what he was saying, though, that we could make that motion, and I just wanted to know if it could be made today, or does it need to be made another day, or not even at all?
I don't think it needs to be at all. Right?
Can leave that as an administrative matter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
yeah.
That
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. So, item 12.1, we're going to, we have a motion. To deny.
And a second.
And a second. Those have been named. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Aye to deny.
Deny.
Aye.
Aye.
Trustee Fry, sorry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Thank you.
We learned something every day.
So we made the motion on this one?
Motion. Item 4.2 is now moot. Do you have a motion to strike it from the
motion
agenda?
To strike item 12.2.
So moved.
Second.
I'll assume it's unanimous. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Do we have to have an individual roll?
Do a roll call.
Roll call.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley. Sorry. Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
My line didn't go all the way down.
Of course, we're all the same.
Go on,
my line didn't go all the way down.
Motion carries. Thank you, everybody, for the discussion on that. Sue, anything to bring up on special events?
The next special event is going to be National Night Out. We just have one meeting on it so far. We're moving forward on just getting everything planned and making plans for purchase and things of that nature. We have a if you get a hold of former trustee Dawn for the face paint, not the face paint, but the airbrushing, a few things like that, just details that she would have the information on. And we're looking for the details on the petting zoo, if anybody knew where we did that.
Petting zoo.
Who's the
co-chair
with special
Sergio.
I think Sergio, yeah. Thank you for the update, though. Under Mayor's comments, the one thing I just want to mention And this whole process has been a little strange for me, especially since it's such a big project and has gotten so much media attention, and that's Route 53 and 120 bypass. I just want to make a comment on approximately a month ago. Do you remember the date that came out, that news release? Approximately a month ago, Lake County Chairman Aaron Lawler made an announcement that he was no longer in support of Route 53. I believe the headlines read something like, because of the insurmountable political and financial resistance and difficulties, he cannot support it anymore. Don't hold me to the facts on this. We were very involved with the last set of investigation, and that was with the environmental impact study. That environmental impact study needed to have a consensus of the group to move forward to the Tollway Commission, correct me at any time, Steve, to move forward with the Tollway Commission's request to enter into a phase one development, which comes to the tune of
$40 million.
How did we vote on that one, Steve? Did we vote yes? I know we voted nay on the finance.
We didn't vote. What we did is
it was just the consensus.
The nay was the financial piece of Route 53. And then for the land use policy, we agreed to it because it kept control at municipal level. The EIS?
Environmental impact study.
That is the Tollway Authority. There was no world land use policy.
Just a consensus. So right now, I have received a request from one mayor who's in the 120 bypass corridor, not necessarily right now the 53, asking to write for support to spend $40 million for the CIS. I don't know what to do. I want to give information to you people. And think about this. This isn't something I think we need to respond to immediately. But, again, we put a lot of time and effort over the last couple of years into these meetings. And I've always been leery of it. I mean, the financial findings on it was, what, I said, $2.3 billion short. That's why we were the one, or was it two?
Two.
Two municipalities that did not vote in favor of that. Seemed like a black eye at the time, but we did the right thing, and lo and behold, you know, here it is. So bravo for George Monaco and Steve and myself for being attentive to that. But what's this thing about spending $40 million? Now, that's not money that's coming out of this. That's going to be the Tollway Authority. But I'm sorry. I still am living in a state that is in financial dire straits. And anybody coming up with a project to spend $40 million on, when the person who was promoting it the most says, I can't do it anymore. So, you know, I don't know. I want you to be aware of it. And again, this is just kind of an odd process. Be aware of it. Give it some thought. Find Aaron's news release in the Herald, it was. Give it a little bit of research, a little bit of thought, and give me a call if I can answer any questions that you have. But I would like to make a decision in the next couple of weeks, I think would be reasonable, on whether we want to write a letter in support of spending $40 million on a project that's already starting to crumble by the people who were supporting it.
You know, I always put my ear to the ground to hear what people are saying, and I'm hearing from a lot of the residents and people out and about, and, you know, they're not happy with our state the way it's being run. That's pretty obvious. And to put more money on the table to be spending when we're not bringing in enough to pay what we have seems outrageous. And everyone seems to have had this previous thought. It's never going to happen anyway, so why are you having the words about it? It's never going to happen. It's too expensive. It'll never happen. And I think that's what you just said, too. That and
this road had a chance. It had a chance to be built if it was done 30 years ago. It had a chance. I don't see it having one now. So again, you know, give us some thought. Give me a call, and we'll write a letter of removal. Anything to add, Steve?
Just want to add that the 124 was long enough. There was a committee from a lot of action about the mission. We are still meeting, even if Route 53 does not go through, so from Graves Lake all the way out to Lake Moore, the communities are getting together about every 3 weeks to a month, but to say, what do we really need on 120? Even if this takes an echo of light in 120, we can certainly fight that. Plus, I'm a development, and we're sort of a consortium to work together amongst each community, because Graves Lake may have something different than what we need, but we're working together.
The only other comment that I have is wonderful day for Memorial Day. Great event. Good turnout. Good parade. Sue, Adam, Chief, and everybody that was involved. Charlie, thanks for the
awesome.
Good event. Really, really great this year. And that's all I have. Trustees' comments.
I'm good. I give my time to Sue.
I just want to give a shout out to our clerk who made everything go so seamlessly. She bought candy. She got us well prepared. What would we do without the kitchen? Thank you. And thanks to everybody who came. It was fun. Solemnly fun.
Thank you, Henry. Mm-hmm. Sergio?
Okay. First, I'd like to say thank you to all for attending the Memorial Day Parade. I'd like to again thank the clerk for all she's done, the drinks to keep us hydrated, and also for Trustee Sergio provide us with the fresh burritos. They were delicious, and I think I have about three left, and I have the rest. So thank you again.
I missed the burritos.
Any additional business? If not, can we get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. 7:34 p.m.